Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of... Is it? No, it's the 28th of March, 2018. And this is the 776th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've come on a bit of an adventure. I was going to say a tiny adventure, but that wouldn't be true. It's quite a big one. I saw that the temperature was going to be 25 today. I think that was because yesterday I said we had settled to cooler weather now and that it was anywhere between 18 and 21. And yesterday the forecast for today was 21, but today it suddenly turned into 25. And no rain, and it just felt like such a great opportunity to come out and get a bit of exercise and fresh air. So I've brought my bike to Lena Valley, where Lena Valley meets the bottom of the mountain. I took quite a long way round, and it was much longer than I intended it to be, because where I had in my mind that this track was not the right creek that I was going to be cycling along, so I had to backtrack quite a lot. But I have found it. The person who recommended it to me is a very good bike rider and an ordinary cyclist, and she told me about this lovely ride along the creek. But when I actually tried it, I think my dexterity isn't quite up to it. I did go up it from time to time, but then I'd revert to the road. It was very, very windy, and lots of trees and things to get around. And my bike's quite heavy, and also it's the handlebars are quite wide, and I have a mirror at the end of it, so I need a reasonable amount of space to get through. And at times it was also very steep down and then very steep up, round corners. I think it was very good for me. It's a very good place to practice a bit of dexterity, but some of it was really beyond me. And then the bits then that I had to push up were quite steep. So I'm feeling a bit as if I've had a workout, which I have. Luckily, from here, for quite a long way, it's going to just be a gentle downhill run, and then I need to negotiate how to get back home. When I came, I decided to go to cross over the next suburb and go right down the hill to a lesser used street and then go along that and then come back up. So it must have added probably about as much again to the bike ride, probably a bit more than that. And I don't really want to do that when I go back, but I'll see how it feels. Really, as the crow flies, it's not that far, but crows are better at flying than I am. I've just poured myself a cup of tea, and I'm going to drink it. There are two guys playing around with their bikes just below me. But otherwise, it's very quiet here, and it isn't 25 here either. Maybe it's just that I'm in the shade of the mountain, but I've just put my jumper on. So I'm hoping it's not going to rain, but it does really feel as if it might. Anyway, it was great to get out, and here I am. I also brought with me some work to do up here, but I think it's a bit windy. I think what I will do is I might go home and do a bit, or I could find a cafe, although that's a bit silly given that I've just poured myself a cup of tea. Or I might just go to the cinema and work there for a little bit. I don't think they'll notice. Well, I don't think they'll notice if I don't have anything to drink there, but there are also seats around in the foyer area where you're not really expected to buy things. So, apart from cinema tickets, of course. So I might do that if I go that way. It's all completely open at the moment. I can really go wherever I want, although I must be a bit, I'm not sure yet about how long the battery lasts, especially when I'm going up a lot of steep hills. So I don't want to get too far afield without knowing that. Hello again, and it is late afternoon and I'm at home. It's cleared up again and now it's kind of bright blue and it is much warmer. It's quite a lovely late afternoon, early evening, and I've realised that going on that bike ride has gave me a lot more energy. I often find I need to sleep in the middle of the day, and I felt no desire to today. So I think it felt like a really lovely thing to do. And I think one of the things that happens when I'm on the bike is that I really have to be alert, and that it's really stimulating to be alert. I know that it can be tiring too, but I think it feels as if it really wakes my brain up. And certainly coming back today, I've spent a couple of hours at the cafe, not writing, but doing some research with a very old history book. I think it's about 90 years old, written in a very partial way about Switzerland during the First World War. It's quite extraordinarily partial, but nevertheless quite interesting. I've had this book for quite a long time, and I've felt really daunted by it, not only because of this kind of point of view that has made me feel a bit, well, it's put me off, but also this density, and there's no index to it, which is always a pity. There are quite often no indexes to German language history books. I don't know why that is, but it's a great pity. But today I found I was going through finding things, making notes, and just really clear about what I needed to look at and what I didn't. So I've got several pages in my notebook again. I'm at a stage in the book that I'm writing that I've taken the activities away from the main place. And while I know the main area pretty well, the area that I've needed to take it to for political reasons within the book is an area that I've only very rarely seen. Excuse me. And I only have seen it from a car window when I was probably 10, 11, 12. I'm so sorry. And of course, I had absolutely no idea about the politics of it then. And I'm very unsure that my memories are very clear. So it's been interesting looking at this again. I'm so glad that I can augment this book with the internet, but there are lots of aspects that aren't findable on the internet. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pause this, or I shall cough again. there. I've just had a glug of cold tea. It's very interesting to see how much I can get on the internet and where the gaps are. I imagine there are gaps that I don't know about as well, but I'm hoping to be able to fill some of them by actually physically being there. But I do want to do as much research as possible before I make that journey. I hope too to do a bit of writing this evening. Yesterday I did about 2.5 hours in the cave. I had hoped that my fellow cave person would join me tomorrow night for another cave, but he's got other things. So I'm hoping tomorrow to do another binge of writing on my own. So we'll see how that goes. He's left me some chocolate to keep me going tomorrow as well. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you've been able to work on whatever matters to you most. When I say work, I mean loosely, whether it's actually moving forward with something and creating it, or whether it's thinking about it, dreaming about it, finding new angles for it, however you've engaged with that. Or maybe you're not involved in a project at the moment. Maybe this is time for reflection and allowing things to just be as they are, allowing things to come up, and making the space for that to happen. I know that often those spaces need to be quite extensive times. I've found that there have been times when I've needed months and months. And those times are also creative, that letting things come time. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.